Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie every Friday here on 1150 AM KKNW. I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. I'm on location again, and this hour will be about lifting your spirits pre-New Year's. I invite you all to check out my website, Dina, at dina-marie.com to see what I have going on. But today I'm back on Whidbey Island. Where am I?
You're at Whidbey Island Distillery.
Told you we're going to lift our spirits. And your name is?
Is Beverly Heising.
And I met you this summer. And I came out here and we had a little party. And just now I got toured. So I got to tour your facility. Let the listeners know what it is that you do here.
So we have been, this is actually going to be our 10th year in business this year. We're having our 10th anniversary in August. And we make four different kinds of berry liqueurs and rye whiskey, and hopefully soon to make other types of whiskey too in the near future.
So what inspired you to do this?
That's always a good question. I never quite know how to answer that. We came over here, we've been in Whidbey for about 13 years now, almost 14 years, and we came here because we wanted to be near our grandchildren. Our oldest grandson will be 14 soon. And my husband, Steve, retired early from the aerospace business, and he wanted to do something really different. This didn't come from any, it was really sitting down, drinking whiskey, and deciding that let's do something crazy to make some money in our retirement. And the laws in Washington had just changed, and he's always been fascinated with distillation, so were our boys. So we thought we would do it the legal way.
Wow.
We got licensed and bought this property in 2009 and got licensed in 2010. And the first product that we had on the market was our Logan Berry liqueur. And it kind of grew from there.
And I've been coming here visiting Camano and Whidbey, our island county. So I work for Camano Chamber. And I was with Sherry Wyatt, and she was always talking about you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
So I'm just glad that I actually had time to come in and take the tour. So I always call it re-inspired instead of retired.
Yes.
And I love that because I didn't know that about you. I really, a lot of couples, whether it's a winery or they're just taking up art, it's, my show is called Lift Your Spirits. Doing what you're doing right now is re-inspiring. Inspiring other people. don't stop and watch television, you know, keep going. But you also do music.
Yes, I do. I play violin and fiddle. I play both. I play both styles. I play some classical and also fiddle style, Irish, Scottish, and also with a local band, which some of the members that belong to that band work for the distillery. And that's kind of how this band came together, was just talking about music and starting to share music together. And that's called JM and the Recipe. And the J is Jonathan, who is our master brewer and distiller. And Michelle was, she calls herself our spirit guide. She worked in the distillery. She's working less in the distillery because she's spending more time doing music. But we all have a real, and then there's a couple of other, the recipes, we kind of mix it up. We have different drummers and bass players that sit in at various times.
And I love Whidbey because there's so much music going on here. And I got to book bands for the last year. So I reached Ronnie Nix, but it was nice to get to know this island and all the little pubs. And in the summertime, there's music all over the place. Yeah. But what got you playing the violin?
I actually started out in the Washington school system in third grade in Seattle. And I feel really, really fortunate during that time that there was classical music program or strings program in the public schools. And I really was very passionate about it from the time I was in third grade and played through high school. And then I quit for 20 years when I raised my kids and kind of got a little bit burned out on the classical, the competitive aspect of that. And I started playing fiddle music in my 40s, and I just turned 64, so fiddle's been in my life now, fiddle style. But I also play with the Whidbey Island Community Orchestra, and it's a really great organization. All the musicians live on Whidbey Island. We have a wonderful conductor, so I do both.
Well, and then you just introduced me to something I didn't know about. Yes, I did not know that.
We have a concert this weekend.
Really? Where at?
At Wicca. We're actually going to play, we're doing our first concert with, which is the Performing Arts Center in Langley. And it's a Christmas show with David Osman, who is a well-known celebrity on the island, and we're doing The Grinch That Stole Christmas and 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. So we'll play the music and he'll be narrating among a bunch of other just traditional fun Christmas music.
In Snohomish, I was the Grinch for about 5 years.
Oh, really?
we did our first winter solstice and lit up the path down by the water. So I dressed up as the Grinch. She just made me smile with that one. But yeah, so the right here it would be a distillery. What can people come in and visit every day? Or
yes, we are probably one of the few places on the island. We are open every day but Christmas and New Year's. We're open. What is that? 363 days of the year. Our tasting room hours are 11 to 5, and so when you come, and we have complimentary tastings and tours. So when you come in, we show you our process. I think you just went through our little tour.
Was
you got
Michael?
To see our stills.
Michael?
Yeah, with Mike Huffman, and you got to see our stills and what our we share that with everybody. You get a complimentary tasting, and we think it's a really fun experience. We have award-winning our liqueurs. We just got best in the Pacific Northwest with Sip Magazine for the best berry liqueur.
I read that.
Double gold. We just did a Sunset Magazine international competition, and we placed, I'm still not really sure what the results are, but we placed in the top, I believe, three in, I don't know what category, for our blackberry liqueur. And also our blackberry has a 98 point from the Beverage Testing Institute. So we are really proud of our products that we produce.
And you're so close to the ferry, Mukilteo Ferry.
Uh-huh.
The experience is every day, you said?
Yes.
Wow. And Langley is where you're located, which, of course, we can do two or three things and then go to Langley and have dinner.
Right. Yeah.
What was that trail I just did?
The what?
The trail that I just took.
It's a Trustline Trail, I think it's called.
Oops, I don't want to tell anybody about it. But
it's just a little trail down. Actually, you can do the trail. You can come through our property. I don't know the way to do it, but we have hikers that do the loop, and it comes, they just come through here. We have the hiking groups that come through here and taste too. And we have horses that show up. We have a group of, in the summer, that people show up on their horseback, and we welcome any kind of a form of transportation.
Wow. And everyone is so friendly here, and that's what I like. I like small town. I like people, maybe invite them to get away from the city. Come here, slow down. I know you have to go back to work Monday or Tuesday, whatever, but in the end, it's really nice to take the Mukilteo Ferry. It's beautiful. Right. It's a short drive to you, maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually, most of the restaurants on the island have our products incorporated into cocktails on the menu, or a lot of them have items in their menus. For instance, Front Street Grill makes a mussel with our blackberry liqueur and our local port, and
great for dessert. Oh, and then I heard that the wineries make port with.
We distill wine into neutral spirits, and we give on island, we give half of that production back to our local wineries for port production, which has been a really nice partnership and keeps us connected. We also have a wine and distillery trail map, and we have an event coming up in red wine spirits and chocolates in February, 2 weekends, which is a very, very fun event to come to.
And my next stop is Spoiled Dog Winery, they are on it. I also want to talk about how your water is so amazing, and you also get local ingredients.
Right. So one of the reasons that we bought this particular property was one of the things we learned early off when we were researching about distillation is one of the most important things is the water that you cut your product with. So if you're making whiskey, we're distilling at 140 proof. We're putting it in the, we're oaking it at 120 proof, but then you still have to have that water to cut it down to 90 proof. And that's what.
And it's made from the heart with amazing ingredients.
I mean, so we try to source as much as we can locally. We're in the process. We just had some grains grown on Eby's Prairie and having it malted at Skagit Malting, a new company up in Skagit Valley, and hoping to have our first all-island whiskey in the next year.
I love what I do. I don't know, I've invented this job, but I love meeting fascinating people, and you just taught me a few things and some more things for me to go look for. How do people reach you?
They can find our information at our website. We also have a Facebook. And you know, we have directions on our website. We also have where to buy on our website. So if you're looking to buy, we're actually in all of the Total Wines & More, BevMo, several different private liquor stores around Washington.
In Seattle. Yeah. Would be Island Distillery. Mm-hmm. And your band one more time?
JM and The Recipe.
And you have a Facebook page for them.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Okay. So Michelle Molnar's the singer-songwriter. She's awesome. The M. So
I got to get you to... You're one of your players... lives in Factoria, so I was trying to get you on in the summertime over there, but it's a long drive. It's about two hours for you guys.
You're trying to get Michelle.
Well, I want to thank you for letting me stop in, have a tasting. Well, thanks, and I'm going to check out your orchestra.
Oh yes, you should. Whippy Island Community Orchestra. Really beautiful. Great group.
Awesome. Next stop is Spoiled Dog Winery. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Stay tuned, I'll be right back.
Words so gentle, yet so powerful, and you can see my heart is meant to...
Aloha! Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
Roy Holman of Holman Health Connections has been leading fun, heart-centered retreats to Bali, Mexico, Hawaii, Costa Rica, Sedona, and here in Washington for over 10 years. Along with the meditative, body-friendly yoga, his retreats include a variety of options, such as hiking, chanting, snorkeling, oneness trainings, and blessings. More than half of his retreat guests return for a second or third adventure. For more information on Roy's many retreats, yoga classes, and workshops, please go to HolmanHealthConnections.com. That's H-O-L-M-A-N HealthConnections.com. Or call 425-303-8150. That's 425-303-8150.
Need to get away? Spend a day in Snohomish at Reflections Reflexology and Spa with mother and daughter team Peggy Miller and Mira Love. They will help nurture your body, your mind, and your spirit while you relax, receiving that much-needed time away from your everyday activities. Like Reflections Reflexology and Spa on Facebook to schedule a customized massage, reflexology, or Reiki session today, because you know you deserve it.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
And you can see my heart is mendable. I really can't help that. I'm so excited because you're a party and I'm in.
Thank you for joining me this morning. I'm on a Lift Your Spirits tour of Whidbey Island, and joining me this morning is...
Karen Krug.
And where am I at?
You're at Spoiled Dog Winery, right off Max Welton Road, just a little bit from the highway.
And what, half mile from Whidbey?
The distillery? Not even. Not about even. A couple blocks from the... You could walk from both of our places. Yeah. So it's easy to come to both.
And you've been on the show one time?
Yeah.
With me, because I loved your place, and I love your dog.
Yes, and she's here with us today.
Yay, so if you hear some barking,
yeah,
it's part of the plan.
It's Sammy.
So yeah. Tell everyone about Spoiled Dog Winery.
Okay, so we grow Pinot Noir here, but we do a whole variety of whites and reds. I think we have 17 different wines that we do. So everything from dry to a little bit sweet. We don't do real sweet. Although usually we do have an after dinner or port, right now we don't. But we've won platinums, double golds, everything, a lot of awards for our wines. One thing that we're unique with is the Pinot, because nobody else really does Pinot in this area, and we actually do three different types of Pinot. So particularly if people like Pinot Noir, you should come here. But if you like any reds, any whites,
you should come here. So what is this?
Yes. So what you're drinking right now is Escape Blanc, which is a Riesling, dry Riesling, blended with Zegrebe, which is a local grape grown on the island.
Yay. Yeah. So we're going to cheers. That's us clinking our glasses.
We're not sharing with you.
Yeah.
But that's the one thing about coming here is you can taste before you buy.
Well, we love you to taste. We love you to come here. People always say, well, where can we get your wines? Well, you can get your wines right here, because we do everything we do here. We have a vineyard. We do organic practices. You don't get that when you just see a bottle in the store. So we want you to come here and see what we do. So we just sell our wines out of here. So you do have to come here.
And coming off the holidays, we're coming on New Year's.
Yeah.
And this is the off season. So no better time to come to Whidbey Island than right
now. Oh, it's
right
perfect.
Now.
There's no ferry lines. Yeah, there's no, I mean, the tasting rooms aren't really busy at all this time of year. It's fun.
And I find trails so you can stop and, you know, get out
into
walking. Nature.
Yeah. So if it's rainy, you go in one that's in the trees. We've got a lot of them. We've got a lot of public lands here that the Whidbey Land Trusted spot. That's really awesome. And if it's not raining, you go on the beaches. We have the Double Bluff, you know, a couple mile long. Yeah. So Earth Sanctuary.
Earth Sanctuary.
I love that
last
place.
Week.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's just a lot of just pretty much anything. And then if you just don't even like nature, you can go, we have these little towns, you know, Langley and Coopville, and even Clinton when you come in. I mean, you know, Langley's got all sorts of little shops and artists and restaurants, and Coopville, very similar that way, more restaurants, to my mind anyway. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, no matter what, you're going to find something that you like to do and you can entertain yourself. So if you're going to come, dial down and stay overnight, at least one, if not two nights, and just really enjoy.
And if you really want to do a bargain, come in about Thursday, Fridays. Sometimes the cheaper off-season rates, but right now almost everything's open.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't know where Whidbey Island is, it's Island County, so we have Kamano and Whidbey. And Seattle is, like, right there on your – you can see it from – Double Bluff.
Yeah, you can see Mount Rainier.
Uh-huh.
So if the volcano ever happens there, we'll be front row seats.
It's amazing. And then,
and so it's just north of Seattle, and you go to Everett and then Mukilteo. Mukilteo's the ferry. Mm-hmm. So you take a ferry, as they say, we're so special. It requires ferries to come to us.
Mm-hmm. And it's a short ferry ride, but it's always beautiful. And
yeah.
Of course, we're coming up, you know, late winter. We have the whales coming through. You have the Orca Network. Of course, I always talk about the orcas, or the whales, because I love them.
We get the gray whales and we get the orcas. We just had orcas yesterday over, by Double Bluff, actually, on Admiralty, which usually they're more in Saratoga.
Yeah.
But anyway, and then they'll have a whale watching boat, probably, though, not till like March.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's whale watching. But you can see them if you're on shore and they're out there, you'll see them, and they ring the bell and let people know if there's whales, so you know.
The whale bell in Langley.
Yeah.
You can see Kamano from Langley. I can hear you guys eating late at night when I'm on the beach.
We try to shoot quiet.
Yeah. Well, you guys got a lot of nice restaurants. So,
but truly, you're dialing back, and it's very quiet over here compared to, and no traffic per se like you're used to on the other side. It's really, and we have Wicca, which is the Whidbey Island Center for the Arts, they'll have music. I mean, I went and saw George Winston. It was just September he was here. $25 a ticket. How awesome is that? I don't know if you know him. He's piano. He's just
I don't,
amazing.
But Bev's playing there this weekend.
Yeah.
I just left her place and she's playing there, and I didn't even know about it.
No, and they'll have plays. So there's a lot of stuff going on when you're here. I know what's fun in January. January 4th, if that's the Saturday, I think, they're doing the Sea Float Scramble, where kids get to go, and actually adults on one part of it. They have all these sea floats that the glass guy there does and gives them, donates them, and so there's like hundreds of them, and you get to go find them and keep them. So it's kind of a fun thing. And, I mean, they have one section for little kids where they don't let bigger kids – crowd them out.
Yeah, push and shove.
Yeah, and then they have another section that's more fair game for everybody. But that's kind of a fun thing. And then they do the mystery weekend that's in February. We do our red wine and chocolate, which is 6 different venues on the island. There's 2 distilleries and then 4 wineries. And you buy a ticket and you come to all of us, and we all have our own tastings, and we have real special chocolates. I get CJNY, which is a local caterer here that makes ours, and they put our wine, they soak cherries in our wine and then put it in a decadent chocolate cake.
You're making me hungry. It's almost dinner time. I'm not like drinking wine.
It's chocolate, yeah. You know, dancing, and it's so awesome. And then they do another one where it's a chocolate heart, and it's filled with salted caramel and then, you know, pecans on top. And anyway, really lovely. And the other thing we do for that, we actually spread it over 2 weekends. We let you bottle your own bottles. So we set up our bottling thing here because a lot of people have never seen what goes into a bottle of wine as far as besides wine. You know, putting the cork on and the
label. Yeah, and I usually get a bottle of wine or 2 because you're helping them do the bottling.
But this is like you get your own. So you bottle just your one, and I'll even sign it as winemaker if you want.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you have your own special bottle that you can have that you bottled yourself.
And I push experiences. Just, you know, we don't need a lot of stuff, but you need wine.
Anyway. Well, yeah, you always need wine.
And you need food, but to take somebody out here for, you could do the day. It's not, I mean, literally get back on the ferry at night. But staying and getting to know the locals and going to a coffee shop, that's why I like it here. I really can't live in a big city. I can't do it anymore. So we invite you to come out here and try it out.
And great, you know, there's Tin Cove Mussels. I mean, they're raised up in Coopville. So you can just get this big pot, like you go to Toby's, and it's an old bar, and you get this pot of mussels and sit and eat them. And
they had Mussel Fest. That's in Coopville.
Oh, yeah, that's in March.
That was my first event last year, Mussel Fest.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. We have a puppy. What's the puppy's name? I forget.
Sammy.
Oh, Sammy.
Sammy, Samantha.
It's my dog, Samantha. See, I forgot. That's what my dog, dog and everything. But it's Spoiled Dog Winery, and it's the dog is here to make it part of the ambiance.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful place to be. But in the end, I want to support local people doing good things, and you have beautiful organic grapes.
Yeah, and we donate a lot. Like on our winemaker dinners, we donate money to local charities here, and we tell people what we're donating to and everything. So we're very community-oriented. One thing we do very community-oriented is our growlers, which you come and get fresh wine and fill it. It's very green because you're not recycling at all, and you're not buying labels and corks for these. And so we price the wine. It actually comes out about $12 a bottle if you're buying it on that volume. It's a bigger volume, though. So it's a little bit, it's 18 for the fill because it's more. But it's really kind of cool. And we do that kind of for people who want something every day. She's being excessive.
My dog's name was Sam, same dog. This is actually.
She's not strange.
It's charming puppy. And you can go on the website. What's your website?
Oh, SpoileddogWinery.com.
Yeah, and then you can see the
original
dog. I have to, this is my life's purpose and passion, is to support people, let people know that you want to buy from somebody, not a corporation, and also get away from the city and enjoy what Mother Nature has to offer here on Woodby Island. But you also do plenty of things during the summer. So again, you have a Facebook page?
Oh, of course. Facebook, Instagram, everything. You know how that is. Not really big on Twitter, though.
No, I don't do Twitter anymore, but it's all good. But I just want to thank you, Karen. And anything coming up? I know we have it is the red wine and chocolate. And
it's 2 weekends. It's February 8th and 9th and the 15th and 16th.
Okay. So
it kind of borders, I mean, the 14th right there. But the 15th and 16th is also President's Weekend. So.
And voila, it's Comforts of Woodby, Spoiled Dog Winery, Woodby Island Distillery that I just left, Bloom's Winery, Mutiny Bay Distillery, Holmes Harbor Cellars, which I visited yesterday. Very beautiful place. So it says save the dates, 2020. I can't believe it's 2020. It will be. February 8th and 9th. 15th and the 16th, and the website, I'd say go woodbycamano.com because
it
has both islands.
Yeah, and then you can see, well, they also keep the kind of the master list of all the events going on. So if there's a festival going on, you know, or anything else.
Or a giveaway. Yeah. They were giving away cabins. You can join or go in there and try to win something. But anyways, we're inviting you out to Spoiled Dog Winery and this beautiful island. And next stop, I'm going to a tap room.
Oh, fun.
Was it Bayview? Yay. Awesome. I'm going to listen to some music at the end of the show from Rosalie. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
Feeling the need to get away and reconnect with Mother Nature? Located on Whidbey Island, Earth Sanctuary is a peaceful and magical sculpture garden, nature reserve, and retreat center with 2 miles of nature trails, 3 bird-filled ponds, and a variety of powerful sacred spaces, including a labyrinth, stone circles, and medicine wheels. Come and enjoy the wonders of nature and experience personal renewal, spiritual growth, and healing today. Visit earthsanctuary.org or The Earth Sanctuary on Facebook for more information.
Curious about whales in the Pacific Northwest? Orca Network's Langley Whale Center celebrates and shares the lives of gray whales, orcas, and other marine mammals of the Salish Sea. The Langley Whale Center is a project of Orca Network, a nonprofit that is based on Whidbey Island. The Langley Whale Center gives Orca Network the opportunity to have a public presence to share the excitement about the whales and marine mammals who are our neighbors. The Whale Center in Langley gives visitors and residents alike a chance to learn more about the endangered southern resident orcas who visit our area and about the North Puget Sound gray whales, a small, unique population of gray whales who find sustenance in the waters of Saratoga Passage and Possession Sound each March through May. Check out the Orca Network and Langley Whale Center on Facebook for the latest whale sightings, educational programs, and events, or visit orcanetwork.org for more information. You'll be glad you did.
Are you feeling blocked? Are you frustrated or confused? If so, take some time to stop and step off the treadmill so you can receive the guidance and the support you need to take your life in a new direction. A client of mine called me a personal trainer for the body, the mind, and the spirit, and she added, "Dina Marie does not heal you, she gives you the tools you need to heal yourself." If you're ready for a change, I'm here for you. In person or phone sessions are available by appointment. Visit dina-marie.com to connect with me today.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
And suddenly it all becomes clear. Boy, so dear. You're so dear. Boy, so dear.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. And I am on location on beautiful Whidbey Island. Where am I?
You're at the tap room at Bayview Corner, here in the beautiful, historic Bayview Cash Store.
And what's your name?
My name is Damian Cortez.
And I met you this summer.
Yes, you did.
And so tell everybody about your place.
Well, we are a craft beer establishment and restaurant. We're kind of the neighborhood pub around here. We like to say that we're the Cheers of South Whidbey. We opened in 2014 with just a little bar, doing just rotating craft beer taps. And in 2015, we were given the dining room and the kitchen that connects to us. And so we expanded into being a full restaurant with family seating and a full menu.
And amazing food.
Thank you. We hand make everything, even though we do bar and comfort food. We hand make everything. We try to make everything elevated so that you might know the food that you're ordering, but you won't know that it's going to be that good.
And you have live music.
Yeah, we do live music every Saturday night. Basically 52 weeks a year.
And you just opened a new place.
We did. So we were blessed to be able to take on another restaurant in the beautiful historic Cootville Wharf building. So it's actually out in the water on its own little island. And much like the old Cash Store building, it's got a ton of stories.
And if anybody, that's the most... the picture taken the most on Whidbey besides probably the past, Deception Pass?
Yeah, it's actually one of the most photographed buildings in Western Washington. And it's the last of the mosquito fleet buildings. So there was a group of guys or girls, and they used to take their boats all around the Puget Sound area and move things back and forth when roads were really hard to build. And so that's part of why the Pacific Northwest area here in the Puget Sound area was so successful before a lot of the rest of the western side of the country, was because these people were coming around and being able to move large amounts of products from one place to another.
And you're a family-run business.
We are. Our kids are usually with us somewhere, whether they're in the office or upstairs at the Cove. My wife and I work most of the time together, and have basically since we were married. We opened the tap room 7 months after we were married.
And when you get off the ferry in Clinton, you're the first place I would stop, honestly, because I would work on my computer, have a beer, and I worked for Sherry White, Island County Tourism, for a while, mm-hmm. and the Chamber on Camino, so I got to know all your chambers, but it was a really nice place to stop, have something to eat, and have a beer while I work on my computer.
Thank you. We're blessed that we are right next to Whidbey Telecom, who is a huge supporter of us, and so we have their gigabit internet, so the internet speeds are really fast. We try to make a warm and inviting place. We have a lot of people who come down and just sit in the corner on their computer, do their work, or they enjoy a meal or a beer. And we just always wanted to be a place where people just wanted to be. When you get there, it should feel comfortable. If you're sitting at the bar is designed to hold you up just right, make you feel like you should have been there all along.
Mm-hmm. It was family friendly, and you have the live music, but what other events do you have?
Oh, we do all sorts of fun stuff. So we do a brewer's night at least once a month, where we invite a brewery down and we put on 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of their beers, depending on the size of the brewery itself. And then we give away, we do a raffle. So for every beer you drink from that brewery, you get a ticket. And then you end up hopefully winning something with their logo on it or our logo on it. Last week we did a ugly sweater party where we gave away little tiny beer koozies that were actually ugly sweaters for your beer. And we also have partnered with the library recently. And so we do trivia once a month, which has been down to standing room only at this point. So we've had a huge response to that. We're really excited to be working with the library. Their questions are really solid.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea to connect with the library and have them come up with the questions.
They actually brought it to us.
Wow.
And said they wanted they're pioneering this program all over the place, but they wanted to do it with us here, which was really nice. And we've had a lot of fun. The people who do it are really fun and exciting. They do a music category, and they change the theme every month. And we've just seen a really amazing response to it.
And I like the cheers, because I try to go out into the mainland and go to a tap room or something, and it just doesn't seem like people know each other as much.
Yeah, we're a very local-centric spot. I mean, obviously, we see a huge boost in tourism when that stuff's happening, and we're always welcoming our you know, friends from out of town. But what carries us through the winter and what's been our sustaining thing has been the locals. The locals responded really well to what we're doing. We usually, you know people's names, know people's faces, and people really enjoy being able to come to a place where they feel a connection. They can sit at the bar and talk to everybody like Cheers would have been.
Yeah, and I was talking, Jonathan's a friend of mine, and T-Bird?
Yeah.
I booked her, and I didn't even know who I was booking for a venue, and it was funny because I met her there, and we started talking, but I met so many people that day, musicians, and that's how I got to know her, by accidentally booking her and not knowing who she was because she gave me her card. But does she play at your place?
She does. She sometimes will do like a collaboration where she'll bring in 3 or 4 of her friends, or sometimes she'll just play. And what's nice about T-Bird is that she'll just come down and play if we have somebody cancel or whatever. She's someone who is usually, if she's not playing somewhere else, she'll jump on the gig. So she saves our butt sometimes and makes sure that we have music if people flake on us. Yeah.
Name a few more bands that come out.
Oh, we've had all sorts of stuff. Everybody from Wind and Rain. We have a guy named Ronnie Nix who plays all over the island. People love his music because he just plays stuff that you know. We get musicians from off island. We have another young woman named Rosalie coming up, who is supposed to be quite the talented young lady.
And guess who's going to join us after I talk to you?
Right, next, yes. We have a couple of really cool bands. We accidentally, through a dear friend, had a band come play when we were just a little tap room called Intuitive Compass. And they're a touring band. They travel all over the country. And through them, we've met bands like a Lost Dog Street Band who opened for Devil Makes Three. And so they've really brought a sense of legitimacy to the music that we do. So whenever they come in, even if they can only play on a Tuesday night, we'll book them for whatever we can. But we try to get as much variety in music as we can. We get reached out to nowadays from people all over who happen to be booking their tours and want to play our venue. So people kind of know who we are now. Mm-hmm. You know, the room itself, the space is a nice wooden space. It has a nice echo to it. Nice. We have a little stage, and, you know, usually the people that are there are really excited for the music. So like this weekend, we have on Saturday this week, we have what we call the Home for the Holidays concert. Sweet. And so we actually reach out and find people, you know, 18, 19, 20 who are at college, who grew up playing music here, whether they were in the high school band or whether they were just young local musicians. And we get them to come out and play holiday music for us.
Well, guess what? That lifts my spirits, because that's my favorite thing, is to get kids involved in anything creative, music and art. And that's why I love Would Be Camino, because it is small enough to where kids are recognized for who they are. It's not so big they get lost.
Yeah.
And to have a place where they can go and be a part of it, you know?
Yeah.
I really don't like pubs and stuff where kids can't come in.
Right. I mean, we're a family-friendly venue. That was always our mission when we expanded into the dining room. I mean, our kids are with us. We wanted it to be a place where you can come down with your family. If your kids are a little loud and ruckus, we're not going to get on you about it, because the rest of the people there are kind of a little loud and ruckus too. Mm-hmm. The Home for the Holidays has been just a lot of fun, because we get these young folks who are super talented to kind of collaborate and put this show together. And every year, the response to it is just huge.
And so I'm just asking people, you know, they're in Seattle and they're looking for something to do. You get on the ferry, you're right, you're the first stop, basically.
Yeah, we're like two stoplights up the road. We're about 10, 12 minutes off the ferry. Mm-hmm. And we're in this beautiful historic building. Bayview is kind of this up and bustling mix of things. It's where Freeland, Langley, and Clinton all kind of collide in the middle.
Yep.
But this used to be the crossroads. If you wanted to come through from Freeland to Langley or to Clinton, you had to come through here. And so we feel really blessed to be in this building. We have amazing landlords in Goosefoot who have helped us out. And then we have really cool neighbors. There's all sorts of stuff around here to do.
And I'm asking people, what's your favorite place on the island, maybe to bring your kids and, you know, just to get away? What would you do?
Right now my new favorite place is the town of Coopville, actually. We're really enjoying it. It's this cute little historic town. The buildings all still look like they did in the 1890s. Mm-hmm. And there's just funky little shops everywhere full of all sorts of cool goods. Lots of little places to snack. And everyone's just been super friendly up there. So we're kind of new to hanging out in Coopville. We've always been Southenders, but we're really enjoying what's been happening up there lately.
And they have events all year round. Halloween's the biggest one.
Yeah, Halloween, they do the Haunting of Coopville.
Yeah.
We marched in a parade the other day to downtown Coopville for what they call the Greening of Coopville. So it's a really cohesive little town. They do a lot of things together to promote businesses as a whole.
Yeah.
So we're really enjoying being a part of that. And then obviously Bayview Corner, if you ever feel like coming down here and wandering around, there's all sorts of stuff to do, especially in the summer when the Saturday market is going.
Yep. And I'm just really excited to watch you grow in Coopville. And again, I'll be coming back and forth. In fact, I'm looking to live here on this island.
Yeah.
I want to be here because I thought of living out on in the mainland, and I just have to be around one green water. And I want to be around people that value community.
Well, that's one of the neat things. I ran the food bank here in the Bayview area for 4 years. And that's one of the neat things, the way that the community supports stuff, because it's really easy to see where your community ends around here, because it ends at the water.
Yes.
If you're over town, there's all these like kind of neighborhoods that bump into each other. And if I live on the outskirts of one, am I actually in this other one? And here, like, we know where our neighbors are because we're separated from everything else by water.
I love it. Well, again, I look forward to watching you guys grow and go to Coopville and eating there and having a beer. So I want to thank you for being a part of my journey this trip to Whidbey.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, come check us out up there. It's a very different animal than what we're doing here in Bayview. A little more upscale, a lot more seafood.
Mm-hmm.
The tap room is my napkins. This other place is our linens place.
Oh, sweet.
So yeah, if you're in the neighborhood, come see us.
And your website?
Right now we are taproombayviewcorner.com, and our website will be the covecoopville.com.
And I always say like Facebook pages, because then you scroll by
Facebook,
and you see
Instagram.
Playing.
Yep. We're on both of those.
Awesome. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're listening to Lift Your Spirits. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Boy, so dear. Dear to me. Boy, so dear. You're so dear to me.
Hi, I'm Roy Holman.
And I'm Liz Gross.
And we invite you to join our sacred retreats here in Washington State and globally.
With the profound changes and challenges we are all experiencing, it is so valuable to connect in community.
Retreats include breath-connected yoga, meditation, nature, and hiking. Our goal is to help you awaken and assist this beautiful shift on Earth. More info at HolmanHealthConnections.com.
That's HolmanHealthConnections.com.
Thinking about getting away for a day or an overnight stay? Pristine Pacific Northwest Island beauty is closer and more affordable than you may think. From unspoiled hills to uncrowded Puget Sound shoreline, from wildlife and stately evergreen forests to bald eagles and blue herons, Whidbey and Camano Islands have it all. They're both located in Puget Sound and are an easy drive from either Seattle or Vancouver, BC. Both islands are accessible by bridge, and each island is a wonder of nature and scenic beauty to be enjoyed by the entire family. To visit this classic Pacific Northwest experience, visit WhidbeyCamanoIslands.com or like them on Facebook to see all they have to offer. You'll discover that island time is just a short drive away and can be affordably yours this weekend. Whidbey and Camano Islands, the shortest distance to far away.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk 1150.
I really can't help that I get so excited because you're a party and I'm invited. Boy, so dear.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie, and I'm on a whirlwind tour of Whidbey Island. And joining me on my last leg of my trip is...
Rosalie.
So I booked you for a venue this summer, and you played. You had a good time?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
How old are you?
I am 16 years old.
And what are you doing at these places? Like, what are you... You are a songwriter.
Yes, I'm a singer, songwriter, musician. Yeah, kind of a... Triple threat.
16 years old, pretty amazing. And then you went to the Oak Harbor Music Festival.
Yes, I've done that. Actually, this was my third year in a row doing that. I applied for the Teen Talent Contest in 2017. I won, so I got to perform. And then same thing year after that. And then again this year in 2019. So.
Wow, you're really impressive. I started at Wired and Plugged, a coffee shop in Snohomish, where they encourage kids to play music your age, and those kids are still, well, they're adults now, and mm-hmm. they're still playing. So when did you pick up your first ukulele?
Well, it was the summer when I was 13 years old. My sister was off on a trip somewhere. She left her ukulele, and I didn't have anything to do, so I just kind of picked it up, and I was like, I'm going to learn ukulele, so I taught myself.
Mm-hmm. It just came naturally.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had already had some classes for, like, you know, piano lessons as a kid, some classes at school and whatnot. So I kind of had a basic understanding of music, so I just took that, and the rest I filled in the gaps just myself.
I love it. And so what other instruments do you play?
I also play guitar, piano, and I just started learning bass.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever want to be in a band or just be solo?
I like the idea of both. I guess whatever, you know, whatever comes my way, whatever opportunity, I'll take it. Either would be really fun, you know?
And you have some gigs, call it gigs, right?
Coming up? I do. On December 28th, I will be performing at Whidbey Donuts, starting at 6. And then just January 4th, I'll be performing at the Bayview Tap Room. I think that starts at 8, yeah.
And that's your first time at Bayview?
Yes, it is.
And I think we might even have you another gig just as we walked up through the stairs.
Oh, really?
Well, we're going to go down after the fact, and we're going to have you play for another venue. So all I know is with
what you need to do is keep doing your music because it feeds mm-hmm. your spirit, right?
Yes, absolutely. Keeps me going.
And what would you... Well, I don't want to say this, but what would happen if you didn't have your music?
My life would just be very... I guess monotonous. It would be very... It wouldn't be fulfilling for me. I need art.
Yeah.
Specifically music. I need it. It's how I express myself. It's how it's what gets me through the day. I have something to look forward to going through all the, you know, normal teenager life, problems at school, you know, all the normal struggles of a teenager. That's like, I can look forward to having that at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Also, yeah. And what I try to do is even adults to get them to go back to that art, that mm-hmm. creativity, because it basically saves our lives.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and so and what I love to do is get you guys someplace where I can come and listen. So I'm pretty excited because I did get you a few gigs, but I haven't heard you play.
You gotta come to one of them.
I'm going to. So why don't you play a song, and okay. What's the name of it?
This is called Boy So Dear.
Boy So Dear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So soft, touch so sweet, loving you is quite the treat. Our eyes meet, and I can see you were always in front of me, and suddenly it all becomes clear. Boy, so dear.
What's your website?
My website is just my name, just www.rosalie.com. It's spelled fancy, Rosahlee. But
and you're on Instagram?
Yes, that's also my username, Rosahlee, Rosalie.
Sweet. So what's your favorite thing to do on Woodby Island?
Oh, wow. I just think there's a lot of beautiful scenery. Deception Pass is absolutely gorgeous. And even, like, right across the street from my house, there's this trail that leads to the beach. It's called Joseph Woodby State Park. It's beautiful. It's like a magical walk through the woods.
It is. Now, can you get down to the beach from there?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, because yes. It's closed, right, sometimes? Or it's, like, no camping?
I don't think it's a camping site. It's just a trail you can walk on to the beach.
And when you're at the beach, how does it make you feel?
It helps me feel a lot calmer, you know. Seeing the waves makes everything feel so simple.
Yeah, and I love that you're playing music, you enjoy Mother Nature.
Absolutely.
And what's your favorite thing in school?
Well, besides, like, music classes, choir and all that, I guess I really love psychology. That's a class I had last trimester. And I really love English because words are a thing that I obviously naturally enjoy as a songwriter, so that's something.
So if somebody's out there and... So songwriting sometimes is hard for people.
Mm-hmm.
What's the secret?
There's no secret. I mean, just, I guess, try to expose yourself to poetry and good songwriters from a young age, and kind of... You have to kind of enjoy vocabulary. That's something I really enjoy, because otherwise you're just going to get stuck saying the same type of verbiage that you use in your daily life, and then it just gets boring. So you gotta be willing to expose yourself to new vocabulary and kind of learn some new things every day.
I really like that. And then who's somebody you look up to as a musician?
Oh, there's so many. I guess the one that instantly pops in my head is someone who I've listened to since I was a kid, Taylor Swift. She's a really inspiring songwriter, so that's a big one. There's a couple other artists who are coming up. They're all independent artists. There's this wave of people who just do it themselves, and that's something that's really important to me that I'm hoping I can bring into my future career.
Yeah, and original music.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, kind of not being attached to a record label, being able to produce your own music is something I'd like to do. I'd also prefer to work with people who are not, like, I don't want it to be all super professional. I don't want it to be, like, a contentious thing. I want to be able to go and be friends with the people I work with, because that's when I work best, is when I can be creative, be myself, but I can also, to a degree, take it seriously.
Rosalie, you're going to be in my life for quite a while.
Oh,
you
thank
do understand
you.
That, because you
so.
Are, you're inspiring me so much right now. And your mom, Leanne,
mm-hmm.
Let's give her, like, two thumbs up.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because you're so talented, but you also have to have that support system.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I have a lot of friends who are very talented, but, you know, sometimes the parents aren't as willing to help out with that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And everyone that's been on my show has had one parent that either handed them the instrument,
mm-hmm.
encouraged them to play, and they might have not liked it at first, like made them play piano before guitar.
Yeah.
But guess what? They're on my show, they're doing great, they're playing music and getting some
Absolutely.
Money for it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you want to have a well-rounded life, which is your school and being with your family and friends, but music will save people's lives.
Absolutely.
It does. So we're going to end the show, because you're going to be at Bayview this,
mm-hmm.
And then what's the other place?
Whidbey Donuts is Saturday, December 28th.
And if you can't be on Whidbey Island, just watch. I'll be helping you. Somehow I'll be booking you some
yeah.
more places. But also your website one more time.
Just my name spelled Rosahle.
Beautiful. And Instagram, because she's got pictures that will blow your mind.
Thank you.
You're very good at that. Well, I just want to thank everyone for joining me. It was quite an adventure, and I'll tell you, I can't tell you what went on between each segment, but I love Whidbey Island. The people here are amazing. I do invite everyone to come out and visit and
yes.
go to, there's so many places on the island that play
oh, yeah.
local music. So, Rosalie, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and if you guys want to get a hold of me and I can give you some tips on Whidbey Island or Camano Island, you can reach me at dina-marie.com, or you can email me at dina@dina-marie.com. So join us next week for more people, places, and activities that will lift your spirits.
Lips so soft, touch so sweet. So dear.